Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when there is a great chance, and really a bipartisan chance, to make the country better and safer and more fair, more sane. Make America sane again. And on this issue of immigration, sanity is deeply required, and Linda Chavez is always a good source. She is an old friend who is a senior fellow at the National Immigration Forum. She is the author of several books, one of which is called An Unlikely Conservative, The Transformation of an Ex-Liberal. She has been an expert on the issue of immigration and immigration reform, and how this entire system desperately needs some improvement. And so nobody better to talk to about the new immigration compromise bill, the bipartisan bill that Senator Lankford of Oklahoma, very conservative Republican, was part of. Linda, you are in favor of Congress acting on this bill and President Biden signing it into law. What is your main expectation about what this bill would do to change our immigration mess?
It will do a great deal. One of the most immediate concerns is that huge numbers of people are flooding to the border. And unlike in the past, when people were trying to cross illegally into the United States and they would try to evade the Border Patrol, et cetera, now people, including parents with their children, are coming right up to Border Patrol, turning themselves in and claiming asylum. And they are doing so because that's what the law currently provides. If you want to claim asylum in the United States, you have to actually be on U.S. soil. And the law currently allows people to come in not just at ports of entry, but anywhere. And they have up to a year to be able to present themselves and claim asylum. This law is an attempt to fix some of that, and it would do it in a number of ways, including tightening the definition of asylum, tightening the rules that will allow somebody to claim asylum, basically saying that not only do you have to have a credible fear of being persecuted because you belong to a group that's disfavored or because of your political views or whatever, but now you're actually going to have stronger evidence. So there's going to have to be a reasonable amount of evidence to be able to claim that asylum, which is a higher level than we have now. So that would be a big jump forward. It also provides more money for judges to be able to hear those cases. It provides more than about $7 billion to the Border Patrol, including money to manage and enhance security. There are just a lot of things in here that will help solve what is clearly a crisis.
Well, I know that one of the arguments against the bill, and I wonder how you would cope with this, is that you don't need this legislation. What you need is you need President Biden being willing to take some of these steps on his own. What do you say to answer people who say that this is unnecessary legislation and it's a distraction and it's tied in with aid to Ukraine and aid to Israel and aid to other foreign policy issues, that it would be better simply to have President Biden do what he should have done all along in terms of tightening the security at the border? To which,
well, first
Linda
of all,
Chavez,
the
you reply?
The reason that it is tied to aid to Ukraine and aid to Israel is because the Republicans insisted on that. I would love to see aid to Ukraine, aid to Israel be considered separate. from a border bill, but that's not what the Republicans said they wanted. They said the two had to be tied together, and aid for foreign countries, including Israel and Ukraine, and also some aid for Taiwan, would not go forward unless there was stronger border. But, you know, the idea that President Biden has the authority to do this now is simply not true. And when he has, in fact, taken authority, as he did when we had tens of thousands of Venezuelans showing up at our border, literally by the day, he did, in fact, engage in some of his own executive actions. He decided that the best thing to do was to give them humanitarian parole if they could meet the standards, but that they would have to go through an orderly process and apply before they actually showed up on the border. When he did that, what the Republicans did is went to court, and they're in the process now of trying to stop him from doing that. So the idea that he has these powers at his disposal now is simply not true. And we do need a change, and certainly the asylum law is ripe for change because it was designed at a very different time, and the kind of people who were coming and claiming asylum were very different than today's asylum seekers. And yet the Republicans who demanded this now, at least in the House, don't want to do it, even though you have a lot in the Senate, including the senator
Langford.
Who's been, you know, this Langford. Yes, I'm blocking senior moment there, blanking on his name, from Oklahoma, very conservative senator. And he, you know, he has, I think, done a good job trying to negotiate from the Republicans' point of view. There's not everything in this bill that I love, but that's the point of a compromise. You don't get a whole loaf. You may only get a half loaf or three quarters of a loaf, but it's better than starving or continuing to see a crisis at the border.
I know that in past bills on immigration reform, there was always something about tightening the border, making it tougher to cross into the United States illegally, but also providing for people who want legal status and want to go on a path toward citizenship, but are unable to do so under current law, people like the famous Dreamers. This bill doesn't even touch that issue, does it?
No, it doesn't. What it would do is allow those who are already documented Dreamers to stay in the U.S. And not fall out of legal status, but it doesn't in any way move them closer to having a permanent solution. That was always going to be part of any compromise bill, and the Democrats have pushed very, very hard for that. But that's not in this bill. That's what's so amazing to me, is a lot of the things that in the past, you know, trying to find a pathway towards legalization for the 11 million people who are here illegally right now, that's not there. There's a lot that's not in this bill that Democrats would like to have seen. And there are probably some things that Republicans, I mean, there are some Republicans who don't like the provisions in the bill because it does, in fact, increase some of the numbers of resident visas that will be available. There'll be 250,000 more immigrant visas given out over the next 5 years, but it would be, some of them would go to the family-based system, which is the, you know, bedrock of our current system, and others would go to visa categories that were employment-based. So there are some changes that, frankly, you know, Republicans have claimed that what they were opposed to was not legal immigration, but illegal immigration. But frankly, you know, Trump was very opposed to legal immigration, wanted to halt it altogether. And unfortunately, some of the Republicans today seem to be in that same category.
And President Trump has been very candid. He wants to keep this as a political issue. And in fact, he talks about deporting 14 million people. which I think has very little chance of actually becoming the case. Linda Chavez, her material on immigration and on this bill, posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Linda, Godspeed to you, and we will be right back.
The Michael Medved Show.
I'm just shocked.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Americans are going to hear the truth.
The Michael Medved Show.
And there's a truth that came out in a column over the weekend And it's a column by Danny Westneat, who is a Seattle Times columnist, who every once in a while has aspects of life in the state of Washington that I think would stun the rest of the country. Because if you look at Washington State, it seems like a liberal game reserve or something like that, some kind of liberal shelter where basically in order to live here, you have to be somebody on the left, somebody who supports all kinds of George Soros endeavors, et cetera, et cetera. Well, it's not true. And he begins his column by saying the Trump donors who give every other day. And he begins this way. There's a school's custodian in SeaTac who donated to Donald Trump 172 times last year. She sent Trump some money just about every other day. There's a retiree in Pullman, Washington, who gave Trump's fundraising operation small amounts between $4 and $44 so many times, 165 times, that by the end of 2023, she had given up to nearly $4,000. And there's a self-employed handyman in Shoreline who started pushing the Trump donate button so hard beginning in July, sometimes giving 40 times in a month, that by year's end, he had sent $2,253. Of all the unusual aspects of the Donald Trump phenomenon, writes Westneat, the one I find the most perplexing is the zeal with which his supporters continue to send him money. Federal campaign finance reports released this past week for the second half of 2023 show that they're often working class or retired folks who engage in what amounts to a near daily Trump tithing, often in $5 or $10 increments. In the past 6 months, the reports show, small donor Don got more than 39,000 donations from Washington State. That's more than triple the number of the incumbent Democratic president, Joe Biden. Trump raised $1.34 million in Washington, which pencils out to just $34 per donation. Trump has wealthy donors, too, but overall, it's a recasting of the stereotypical Rolex, of stereotypical roles, where Republicans supposedly mined the fat cash, and Democrats were the party of the people. Biden raised $4.9 million from Washington in the second half of 2023 from both his regular campaign, Kitty, and his Biden Victory Fund joint fundraising PAC. His average donation here in the state of Washington was $502, 15 times higher than Trump's. Most of Biden's larger donations came from Seattle area tech titans. Okay, so what is going on? And the fact is that these donations continue despite all of the indictments and legal problems, and despite the fact that Trump spent in 2023 over $50 million just in legal bills. The part of this story also includes the way that Trump solicits money and does the solicitation most conspicuously at times that he has legal setbacks. For instance, right after the E. Jean Carroll case was finally adjudicated and Trump was assessed $83.3 million for additional defamation on top of the $5 million he had already been ordered to pay, he sent a personal note, in quotes, to his list where he said, "Another witch on trial rules against me. They won't stop until I'm completely erased from history. The pitch then closed. Remember, your support is the only thing standing between us and total tyranny. That in capital letters. And Danny Wesney writes, as I've confessed before, I simply don't get it. It's one thing to vote for Trump, but I can't grasp why anyone would send him money, given the track record. Remember when 45,000 Washingtonians helped him finance an election defense fund that it turned out didn't exist? That money was instead spent on Trump-affiliated companies, events, and stays at his own hotels and the foundation of his aides and friends. That these are $10, $20, $30 donations from working people and retirees is just sad. One of the Trump donors is a man I've corresponded with, a retired bank employee from Seattle. If you think this is just a phenomenon in the red parts of the state, think again. Trump got more than 1,300 donations from Seattleites in the second half of 2023. Danny Wesney called this guy and he asked him, did you see that Trump spent $55 million of his campaign money on lawyers for both himself and his associates? Does that trouble you as a donor? Not at all, the donor said. It doesn't bother me, he said. I'm not naming him because he was worried about blowback and he's a small donor, having only given a few hundred bucks. However, all of these donations are public record. Quote, I don't know anything about how he's actually using the money, he continued. I do know that everybody's attacking him with whatever weapons they have. If he's defending himself with my money, then that's more than fine with me. But he keeps losing in court, I said, Wesneed said. Do you start to wonder? And then he says, he predicted he wouldn't get a fair trial, and he didn't. They get maligned for everything they do. There are millions of us out here who are ready to step up and do whatever we can to assist. An analysis published Friday by the news site Politico outlined how the fundraising works. It found that Trump's biggest money spikes came not from when he gave a big speech or got an endorsement, but on the days he got indicted. Trump then channels the grievance for fundraising leverage with his small donor army. And the Seattle donor objected, it's not like I'm spending money I would otherwise spend on food. I sure hope that's true of those 39,000 people who are small donors for Donald Trump from the state of Washington. We will be right back with more on the Taylor Swift victory last night. Will it stop the conspiracy theorizing or just give more rise to it? We will get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Republicans say they will block the Senate's bipartisan border security and foreign aid package. That's according to House Speaker Mike Johnson. He says the legislation aimed at addressing the border catastrophe would be rejected in the House. The proposal includes laws to revise immigration regulations, but critics argue it falls short. The flood watch covering San Diego County has been extended until 10 Tuesday night, courtesy of the latest storm making its gradual descent from other regions of Southern California into San Diego.
The Pacific jet stream is pushing all this moisture and atmospheric river into our region. So this will be a slow-moving, prolonged period of rain.
Alex Tardy with the National Weather Service. King Charles has received a cancer diagnosis, but Buckingham Palace is keeping details about the type and prognosis under wraps. However, they did mention the 75-year-old commenced regular treatments Monday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And on the Michael Medved show, I think everybody knows that there has been a lot of conversation about a potential conspiracy involving Joe Biden, Taylor Swift, and basically the NFL. Because the entire thing with Taylor Swift and her romance, very well publicized romance, with Travis Kelce, who is one of the great tight ends of all time, and was a key, one of the keys to Kansas City Chiefs getting to the Super Bowl again and maybe winning the Super Bowl. And the entire theory here is that this has all been set up, rigged. This was advocated by Vivek Ramaswamy and promoted by Jesse Waters and others on Fox News. And with all of that going on, I don't know if Taylor Swift winning the Album of the Year Grammy last night at the Grammy Awards. This is the fourth time she's won Album of the Year. Can we just say it? She is a gigantic pop star. I mean, I think you actually have to go back to Elvis to find somebody with this kind of clout. Now, of course, Elvis was even less of a universally admired. Elvis, I don't think, ever got to be Time Magazine's Person of the Year, but Taylor Swift has. So is this part of the conspiracy to advance her standing. And the whole idea of the conspiracy is that after the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, and that's supposed to be all rigged, they will come out, announce their engagement, and together Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift will endorse Joe Biden. Now, what is this based on? It's based on the fact that in 2020, Taylor Swift endorsed Joe Biden. But then again, in 2020, she wasn't. That was before the Eras tour. That was before the Time Magazine Person of the Year. In any event, Trevor Noah actually joked about Taylor Swift last night at the Grammys and regarding her fourth album of the year award. Here is Taylor Swift at last night's Grammys.
You can tell that Taylor Swift is here. Yeah, you, oh, what, there she is. Look at this, look at this. I say the names, and they pop out. Taylor Swift, everybody. Jack Antonoff, everybody. I like it. We should do it like this every year. I'm going to say the people, and they're going to walk in. Are you seeing what's happening right now? As Taylor Swift moves through the room, the local economy around those tables improves. Can you see that? Look at this magic right now. Look at this magic, huh? Lionel Richie, now Lionel Wealthy. Look at that. Look at that. By the way, can I just say something before we move on? Can I just say, I think it is so unfair how NFL fans have been complaining about the cameras cutting to Taylor Swift, right? Like she's controlling the cameras at the games, right? Like just let her live, let her live. In fact, tonight on Taylor's behalf, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give her a break. Every time they mention Taylor Swift, I'm going to get revenge. Every time someone says Taylor Swift, I'm going to cut the cameras to someone who played football. That's what I'll do. Cut. Bam. Just like that. Oh, yeah, you like that, Terry Crews? You like that, Terry Crews? You better fix your face, Terry.
All right, it's vaguely amusing. Then there was this, and it wasn't at all amusing, is that they had an in memoriam portion of the broadcast when Annie Lennox spoke, and she wanted to bring up a controversial political issue. Listen.
I said nothing compared.
Okay, Artists for Ceasefire and Peace in the World. And, of course, what ceasefire really means to people like Annie Lennox is giving up on the idea of security. The only security you can get is if Hamas is an organized and a truly degraded terrorist organization is prevented from ever repeating the hideous crimes of October 7th. Then there is President Trump. President Trump engaged in an interview with Maria Bartiromo, where, by the way, Maria Bartiromo of Fox News, who's a very big supporter of President Trump, of course, she actually asked some fairly aggressive questions. For instance, she got President Trump to comment on his former Attorney General, Bill Barr. Listen, this is clip 13.
What do you want to see in those roles, the AG and the FBI?
I want tough people, much tougher than Bill Barr. When they said to Bill Barr that we're going to impeach you for no reason, he got scared. You know what they do? It's called playing the ref. Once they said to him, we're going to impeach you, he became like a wallflower. He was sort of finished mentally, and I got him out. I said, even though it was late, I got him out. The Republicans have to be tougher.
And Bill Barr did not really get out. And I do think that history will judge Bill Barr very positively, because he never got involved with the ongoing effort to overturn a legal and honest and reliable election and to be part of what some people have called the big lie. But it doesn't bother Trump. It only feeds his success. He himself says so. This is more from his interview on Fox News with Maria Bartiromo.
You've got four indictments. You could be in trial this year and you could get convicted.
You know,
do you think about that?
No, because it's all about courage. You have to have courage for the country. I would have, if I didn't run or if I was in fifth place, I wouldn't have any indictments. I wouldn't have any problem. They went after me from before I even announced because they said we have to do it. All, these aren't indictments. These are Biden indictments.
How are you going to get through?
Washington, D.C. I just get through things, whatever it is. I'm doing this for the country. I didn't need this. I could have had the greatest life. Look at this. I could have had a nice time instead of doing a nice, fair, but tough interview with you. I could have had a very nice time in my life. I could have enjoyed it. But I enjoy it anyway because we're going to make America great again. This country is failing. This nation is failing. And it's incompetent people like Biden. Who wants open borders? Who wants high interest rates? Who wants bad education? Who wants all of this stuff? Who wants a woke military? Our country's going to hell, and it's an honor for me. I really say, anytime I get indicted, it's an honor because I'm doing it for you, and the people agree with it.
I'm doing this for you? No, wait a minute. Is he saying that he committed the violations, the indictable offenses? He did this for people? What is he doing for other people? How does this benefit other people? Look, those are among the big questions here. There's also, I've heard a lot of conspiracy theories, many conspiracy theories involving Hollywood and how it was that Hollywood turned so disastrously to the left, which, by the way, has not helped the motion picture industry, certainly not in the long term. But we will get to an original conspiracy theory, one that I really did not heard before, that the real force behind Hollywood is not some international leftist operation, it's the CIA. Really? Who says that? We will get to that, and a secession movement as a way of avoiding another civil war. We'll get to that in This Greatest Nation coming up. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And on the Michael Medved Show, breaking news from the Wall Street Journal, the Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley, former ambassador to the UN, former governor of South Carolina, has applied for Secret Service protection because of increasing threats that she has received as Donald Trump's last major opponent for the 2024 GOP nomination. Haley confirmed the application for protection in an interview this afternoon. Quote, we've had multiple issues, the former South Carolina governor and UN ambassador said after a campaign event in South Carolina. It's not going to stop me from doing what I need to do. What she needs to do is to gather some energy for her campaign. But part of the problem with her campaign, for her campaign, it's not really a problem with her campaign, is so many people have dark conspiracy theories that try to explain various aspects of the United States that are not going well or that they don't like in particular. For instance, Candace Owens had a very unusual understanding of the history of Hollywood. Hollywood, of course, is one of those factors in our life that grew up in the beginning of the 1900s when they started building studios. Cecil B. DeMille opened one of the first movie production barns in Hollywood to do a Western film, and then it went on from there. But this was the background of Hollywood as viewed by Candace Owens. Listen.
And I will tell you, I am a big believer that Hollywood was created by the CIA. I believe that. I firmly believe that. You can say that's a conspiracy theory. When I think about all the societal ills, when I think about how they artificially place people at the top of Hollywood who are preaching toxic principles, routinely anti-family principles, now definitively satanic principles, it just should make you pause and wonder, why is that? Why is that? Why do they reject someone like Russell Brand when he's coming up and recognizing that family and faith is turning him into a good person, and yet adore individuals as they're deep in their addictions? I'm just going to leave you guys with that thought.
Okay, what is the thought here? The CIA The CIA didn't exist before World War II. It didn't exist. Or does she believe that it existed in some secret form before it was established at the beginning of the Cold War, really? The Central Intelligence Agency? When was Hollywood most successful? It was most successful in the 1930s, frankly, before TV came into being, and people used to go to movies every week. And so why also is the CIA being accused of wanting to damage America with sick and satanic and demonic principles? And again, when you look at how much we depend on the CIA to try to keep us safe from terrorism and from some of the real profound evils in the country, this is the kind of crazy thing that leads to the leader of a California secession movement known as Yes California told Newsweek in an exclusive interview that a national divorce is needed to avoid another civil war. Yes California is currently campaigning on a ballot measure called Exit 3.1, which would break California into two and establish a country separate from the U.S. and the San Francisco Bay Area and along the Central California coast. The independent land would be called Pacifica. So far, 92,000 people have signed up to join the campaign through the movement's website. However, it's unclear how many of these people are California residents or how many people would be residents of the new nation of Pacifica. The movement was founded in 2015 by conservative activist Louis Marinelli, who was the current president of the movement, and Marcus Ruiz Evans, who was a conservative talk radio host, it says, at the Times. Evans left the movement in 2021. So right now we're working on the concept of a national divorce as an alternative to potential civil violence and civil war in our country, Marinelli told Newsweek. Our belief is that there's a lot of growing political violence and political problems in the country that may lead to fighting in the streets, civil war too, some people are calling for. We are trying to propose the idea of potentially doing a national divorce of some sort to avoid that type of situation. In other words, you have to have a national divorce to stop people from fighting in the streets? Is this the work of the CIA, too? Then they quote Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, a Georgia Republican, has used the term national divorce on many occasions. She called to separate by red states and blue states in a post on X, formerly Twitter, in February. At the time, that was February of last year. At the time, she also went on Fox News to suggest that a national divorce is needed to avoid a civil war. Sean Hannity said, the last thing I ever want to see is Americans in a civil war. No one wants that, but it's going that direction and we have to do something about it. According to Marinelli, Yes California is also keeping its eye on other secession movements in New Hampshire and Texas. Meanwhile, New Hampshire will declare independence, according to a constitutional amendment that states that if the national debt, which is currently over $34 trillion, reaches $40 trillion, New Hampshire will declare independence. Meanwhile, House Bill 1130 created a commission to study the economic, legal, and sociological factors of the state exerting its sovereign rights. Sociological factors? What about psychiatric factors? I mean, really, the only way to avoid fighting in the streets is... And so what happens if you separate? There won't be fighting in the streets because people will have to move and go from one side to another? It was just like the independence riots of 1948 that separated India and Pakistan. We can do better. Maybe even go to a real movie, not made by Hollywood or the CIA. It's actually a French film, but much of it in English. and it is nominated for five, count them, five Oscars. Is it worth seeing, looking for, seeking out Anatomy of a Fall? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Two writers struggle through a troubled marriage in France until the husband dies in a fall from a third-story window. But then there's a major trial to determine whether it was suicide or murder in the major Oscar contender, Anatomy of a Fall.
So, as you know, the autopsy report is inconclusive about the cause of death.
Stop. I did not kill him.
That's not the point.
I was honest about it. I'm innocent, you know that, right?
This totally captivating movie is nominated for five Oscars, including Best Picture, Best Actress, Best Director, and more. With a key witness in the trial that takes up most of the film, turning out to be the main character's 9-year-old son, who is severely vision impaired. Much of the film is in French with subtitles, but key scenes also unfold in English, with a stunningly accomplished and complex performance by German star Sandra Hüller. It's rated R for tough language and painful subject matter. 4 stars for the justly acclaimed Anatomy of a Fall. And that same star, German star in this French film, is part of the other Oscar nominee, Zone of Interest, which is about the Commandant of Auschwitz. So quite a year for Sandra Hüller. Coming up tomorrow, do people care if their favorite candidate is actually a sociopath? That's the question, uncomfortable question, asked by an esteemed conservative columnist. We will get to that and the candidates so implicated. We'll also be speaking with Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters, U.S. Army intelligence officer, retired, about the U.S. strikes against the Houthi and how to deal with Iran and the deeper threat it poses. And also his new project, The Russian Way of War. Plus, a very prominent libertarian writer takes a look at a paradox. Americans are unhappy with politicians, and they'll soon vote those same politicians back into office. Why does it happen that way? And why is it that today our leading presidential candidates are so wildly unpopular in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.